This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
It's time for the Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry, mom composter, biocontrol specialist, horticulturalist, gardener, insect and worm farmer, entrepreneur, and Dr. Bug Lady. And it's a pleasure to be with you again. My guest this hour is the incomparable Joe Lampl, host and executive producer and creator of Growing a Greener World, currently in its fifth season and seen on public television stations across America. When it comes to gardening and green, Joe Lampl's the expert. And before I ask Joe to join me, I want to be sure that you get a copy of our new Arbico Organics free summer Grow With Us Naturally catalog. It's full of top of natural products for your organic home, garden, farm, horse, and livestock and pet needs. There are two ways you can receive a copy. Just go to our website, www.arbico-organics.com. That's ARBICO-organics.com. Or you can place your order by calling 800-SOS-BUGS. That's 800-SOS-BUGS. And one of our specialists will be glad to take your order. You can also check online for our e-catalog version. And by the way, there's a free $10 off coupon you can use for your next purchase. Be sure to take a look at the Arbico Organics Facebook page. We love it when you like us, and you can follow me at Dr. Bug Lady on Twitter. That's Dr. Bug Lady on Twitter. And now I'd like to tell you a little about my outstanding guest, Joe Lampl. Joe is a master gardener, designer, certified landscape professional, author, syndicated columnist, presenter, and television and radio host. Through his varied roles as a national gardening communicator, Joe is uniquely positioned to deliver important and useful information related to horticulture, sustainability, and living a more eco-friendly life. That's my kind of guy. In 2011, the American Horticultural Society selected Joe as the recipient of the Society's B.Y. Morrison Communication Award, which recognizes effective and inspirational communication through print, radio, television, and online media. In 2012, the Garden Writers Association named Joe as Best On-Air Talent for Television. He's a contributing guest expert on shows such as The Today Show, Good Morning America, and The Weather Channel. And Joe's passion for gardening and environmental stewardship led to the founding of the Joe Gardner Company, an organization dedicated to bringing smart, eco-friendly resources for gardening and outdoor living. His tireless work and dedication to growing a greener world has resulted in hundreds of articles, tools, and book reviews, Joe's blog, three podcast series, award-winning photography, and more. And now I would like to ask Joe to join me on the Easy Organic Gardener. Hello, Joe.
Sherry, how are you
amazing.
Today?
Oh, my God. All the stuff you've been doing. Whoa.
Busy life, huh?
That's just a little bit of it. I mean, I did my best to titrate it down, you know, but my goodness gracious, you're a superstar.
I'm just working in the area of my passion. And I think anybody that has the opportunity to do that would probably have a bio equally as long or longer.
I'm telling you, though, you are passionate, and your website is just gorgeous. I am just blown away by it. For those of you who are listening, Growing a Greener World, growingagreenerworld.com, that is the place to go. I mean, you have got everything there. I don't know who does your photography. It's just outstanding, though. I mean, I was just salivating over it this morning when I was looking at it. I was like, oh, my God, this is just spectacular. But let's talk a little bit about you. You have such an amazing background. How did you get going? I mean, like most of us, it starts when we're children. So just tell us your story. We want to know about it.
As it did with me when I was about 8 years old. I grew up all my life until college in Miami, Florida. And, you know, a lot of gardeners can sort of tag their their interest in gardening to some sort of family member. Well, in my case, not so much the case, but I know that every Saturday my dad was out there working on the yard, and I was, you know, his shadow. And, you know, he took care of he had a tidy yard, but one day I think I was out there playing in the backyard and I broke a branch off of one of his shrubs. And I didn't want to get in trouble. So I stuck the broken branch right back into the ground next to the plant and covered it up with soil and, you know, went about my business. But I was a little bit freaked out about it because I knew I would have gotten in trouble probably. Anyway, about 10 weeks later, I don't know, two months, something like that, I went back by that plant. Fully expecting it to be dead, or at least that branch, but it wasn't. And what was happening was it was sprouting new leaves, and then I like did a double take, and I walked up to it and tugged on it a little bit, and it seemed to resist, and it had started to form roots. And I was blown away, and that is truly the moment that I can trace back to my time that I really became hooked on horticulture. And from there, I wanted to know everything about how plants grow and everything about plants, period, which led to a little nursery business and propagating and a landscape company and then design and then studying it in school and consulting afterwards and then ultimately three television shows and everything that you've already said.
That's amazing. But it is true. There's something about that we can, going back, we can sort of trace it back to that little place where we just had this sort of, I guess for me, I have a smile on my face right now. If it's something that's like a secret that we learned, or, you know, there's just something so marvelous that we wanted to keep going back to it again and again and again. For me, it was with my grandmother. She always had a garden, and you know, as littles, we would hang in her garden, and then my parents as well. But in particular, Grandma, because she really was the full seed to table gardener. She saved her seeds. She prepared, you know, the food right out of the garden. She canned things. For my parents, it was more like sort of a hobby, but I got to see it from the very beginning to the very end. And, something about that just totally blew open my heart and kept me wanting to garden as well. So tell us what, you know, let's talk about, what this show is that you're doing right now, because this is really important. I want everybody to understand where you've come from. And this is an amazing evolution from little boy putting a branch in the ground to all this being involved in the media and whatnot. And this is something we so need. So tell us about the show and the website and what you're doing these days.
Thank you for the opportunity to do that, because I felt the same way, Sherry. I hosted two other national shows before I created Growing a Greener World. And this show evolved from a realization that took place over the time that I was hosting those other shows. And so basically, the first show I did was about growing your food from seed to harvest, which was an awesome subject. It was a great show. It was on DIY Network. It was only supposed to be 1 year and 26 episodes, but it turned into 3 years and 52 episodes because people loved the show. And the concept had never been done before. And I think they did a great job when they pulled the show off. And, but it had to end just because we were out of things to grow, and the producers wanted to keep the show going if we could do it without repeating anything we've already grown. And, you know, after 52 episodes in Georgia, we pretty much covered every possible thing you could stick in the ground for edibles. And it was a fabulous show, and I loved it. But I was starting to realize that, you know, this is great, but it's pretty narrow in its scope. Well, after that show retired, I was picked up to be the host on a show called Garden Smart on PBS, and I did that for 3 years. And that show was great in that I got to travel the country and interview top gardeners and horticulturalists in major public gardens all over the country. So it was a fabulous gig, and I loved spending my time in those gardens and interviewing them. And yet, this is where I started realizing, you know, this is a pretty show, and it's informative, but nobody is telling the story of the connection that gardening has to our lives, our health, our future, our generations coming up. We've got to tie this back all together, and we've kind of lost sight of that. As you said, Sherry, your grandmother was your mentor for gardening. But if you think about our children coming up today and their parents, who are me and are my parents, I mean, fortunately, I'm a gardener, but a lot of us aren't. And so who are their mentors?
Exactly.
And so this show, So this show is a way to weave it all together and have them discover gardening maybe through a back door like fresh food or something like that.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back with Joe. Don't go away.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, July 18th, 2014, gold opened at $1,308.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,356, $6.78 for a half ounce, or $3.39 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,356, $6.78. And 339.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now's the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener. With me is the amazing Joe Lample, who is the executive producer and creator of Growing a Greener World, currently in its fifth season and seen on public television stations across America. Welcome back, Joe. Say, you were talking about, we sort of got cut off with by the interruption there, the break, but what you were starting to talk about how your show went from sort of a one focus to a different focus, which seems so much more important. You were talking about how gardening affects our lives, generations, and the future. So let's let you finish with that, how you evolved into this, into your latest show.
Well, thanks. Yes. When I was hosting those other shows, I just realized that we were really missing the message that needs to be told. The story that needs to be told wasn't getting told. And I said the only way that this is going to happen, because these other shows are really set in their format, and I understand that. So I stepped away, and I said, I'm going to take a year off, and I've kind of had the idea in my head, but I'm going to develop that idea and really get this show on paper and think through it and shoot a pilot and see if I can get some underwriting for it and make it happen. But I did. I felt like, you know, there's this generation that is so important to our future really wasn't getting gardening. They are into food and things like that, but the fact of the matter is, where does that food come from? You know, it comes from the ground. So let's introduce them to that through the back door and more, you know. So we did the pilot, and we submitted it to APT, American Public Television, which distributes a lot of lifestyle content to PBS. And they submitted it to all their member stations, and then the member stations really loved it. They picked it up quickly. So we got off to a very fast start, and in the fifth year that we're in now, we just passed 100,000 broadcast episodes. You know, so our show has been really, really out there. We're really proud of that. But we think the show is important. It's one thing to just do a show for entertainment, but we think that this show not only is entertainment, but more than that, it's really educational, and we get validation on that every day. People email us out of the blue to thank us for this show and to tell us how much they get out of it, not because just they enjoy it, but the fact that they learn so much, and that's what means the most to us.
Well, certainly, it is a wonderful show in the sense of that it really takes you from start to finish. And I love that you, even on the website, you have recipes, you have canning, and then you have the whole bunch of educational material there that really helps support this whole important part of life that we sort of lost. Our parents' generation sort of lost it because, you know, there were canned foods and TV dinners and, you know, all of that type of thing. And so all of a sudden we had factory farming like we'd never had before. And people forgot how to save seeds. They forgot, you know, that there were more than, you know, two or three kinds of tomatoes. And, of course, you and I are both aware that so many of the seeds that used to exist are absolutely extinct now. And so, you know, we're recouping what we lost because it is our, it's our legacy. It's our inheritance for the future.
So true. And we're in such a hurry these days. You know, we just want the results, and we don't want to think about the process or the impact of our actions. And so we're trying to help people, you know, slow down a little bit, take a look at what they're doing and why they're doing it and the impact that, you know, what they're doing may have in the future. And so that's important as well. But just want people to slow down and appreciate all the opportunities that gardening and being outside has, but we have to also keep in mind of what we're doing now that can impact not only, you know, our generation tomorrow, but the one after that. And if we don't make some changes, I'm worried about that.
Most definitely, you know, we do have to focus our attention on this. And something that we do here on the Easy Organic Gardeners, we really stress, it doesn't have to be a big deal garden. It can be just a container garden. Just grow something. Because it does create an enormous amount of joy. I mean, just even an avocado seed growing in your kitchen makes you, at least for myself anyway, it always makes me feel great. Tell us a little bit about on Growing Greener World. What is your main message? You know, how is it evolving? Tell us a little bit about the show itself.
Yeah, wow, it's interesting because so 26 episodes a year are the number of episodes that we submit each season. And so the first season, it was easy to do that because, first of all, everybody on our team, you know, walks our talk. We all are legitimately the type of people that we feature in the shows, you know. So that's one of the reasons I think our show has done so well is that it's authentic in that the people behind the show are well-spoken, we're educated, we know our stuff, and so it's easy for us to, you know, filter out the topics that we don't want to cover and not interview the people that, you know, probably shouldn't be telling those stories. So that's helped us along the way. But now that we are in our fifth season, I see a very much of a recurring theme of focusing on urban farming a lot or organic farming. In fact, I've told my team this year, I said, you know, I feel like we're almost doing too much of that because it seems like almost every episode or every other episode we're talking about some other organic or urban farmer. And it is the fastest area of growth within food, and we're glad to tell that story, but it's challenging in our fifth season to figure out where we're going next with this, because after almost 100 episodes and not wanting to be too redundant, you know, you're trying to find ways to tell a story in a different way or find that new story. So this year, we're still doing a lot of urban farming, but I have a 5-acre farm in Atlanta that we're doing a lot of filming in now. So it's not just a big raised bed backyard organic garden, which I love being able to film from, and people love seeing that. You know, they like seeing the gardener's garden. But we're able to show, you know, different ways to plant out your landscape, or maybe it's your lawn, and ways to do that where you're not pouring chemicals on it, and yet it still looks good. You're not watering it all the time. And, you know, ways that you can be more sustainable and green beyond just the food garden. We'll never leave that, but there's a whole lot more that we can talk about that we're starting to do now that I'm excited about.
Well, that's that incorporation of the ornamental with, you know, with the landscape and also the food garden. And so, you know, I love this whole idea of even edible landscaping because there's another opportunity to, you know, put food on the table.
Yes.
So we've got about 1 minute. Tell us, what is the show that's had the most impact on you personally?
I just watched it. It's interesting. In 5 years, you know, it's always, what's my favorite episode of the season, or what's my favorite episode of whatever. Well, I just told my team this week, I said, I think I just found my favorite episode of all time, and it's one where we were in New York City at a place called the Center for Discovery, and the theme of the show was nature-based learning, and the place that we went works with mostly kids and young adults on the autism spectrum, but the benefit that nature-based learning has on these young adults and these children's ability to learn and to function is beyond belief when you get them outside. And we were able to really feature some amazing stories, and it had a huge impact on us. I mean, it teared us up every time we watched it. Yeah.
So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, for those of you who are listening, we are going to be talking some more with Joe Lampel. He is a star, so don't go away, because we're coming right back.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day.
Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener. This is Sherry Herrera de Fry, EASY, environmentally and sustainably yours. My guest is the incomparable Joe Lample. He's the host and executive producer of Growing a Greener World, currently in its fifth season and seen on public television stations across America. Growing a Greener World is an award-winning TV show that features organic gardening, green living, and farm-to-table cooking. Each episode focuses on compelling and inspirational people making a positive impact on the planet through gardening and shares do-it-yourself information that we can all use at home. Welcome back, Joe.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Oh, I'm telling you, you just have so much going on, and you know, this whole thing of making a positive impact, that's clearly what the focus of what you're doing is, because everybody needs a little more positive impact in their life, particularly when it comes to growing our own food. Tell us, what's the main focus that you like to focus on in the show that you would like to see change or happen? What is it that you're pushing? What's the main thing?
I think the main thing is to make these topics that we're discussing feel accessible and doable by the viewer, because I think one of the big problems that people generally face is that they may not understand a topic or an idea, and they may feel overwhelmed, and therefore they end up never even trying it or taking that first step. And so sometimes the topics that we talk are a little bit complex, but I think my role and job is to help break that down so that people not only understand it, they get it, and they want to do it, and they feel that they can do it, because the way that we present it lets them know that it doesn't have to be a huge bite. You know, take a small step, do this, but, you know, even the journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. And if everybody does something, it's got to add up, right? So that's
exactly.
That's it.
That's it, exactly. And it's just taking that first step. Tell us about the things that you see that are lacking when it comes to gardening shows. And I mean, there aren't that many of them. I'm always
right.
amazed. You know, there's the Home Garden TV channel, and there's virtually, there are almost no gardening parts to the show. It's all about, you know, fixing your house and that kind of thing. Why is that?
It's money. It's a business. It's, you know, you really trace it back to the finances and the bottom line. And in the defense of the networks, they're in there to make a profit. You know, they've got to do that. And so their underwriters, the people that buy their advertising, are pretty much letting them know what type of shows that they're willing to buy advertising for. And unfortunately, you know, gardening doesn't seem to draw a large spend at the box store or wherever it may be. Yet, you know, those huge makeover house shows or all of those design shows, you know, draw a big audience, but it also, more than that, draws, you know, a lot of spending at the hardware stores and things like that. And gardening just doesn't do it. It just doesn't command the revenue that is needed to support that type of content online. And which is why public television is a great outlet for that, because I have to go out and get all the funding myself to be able to produce this show and get it on the air. And thankfully there are, you know, companies like Subaru and Kubota and Burpee Home Gardens that are willing to spend a large amount of money every year to keep us on the air and allow us to do what we do and get out and help tell the stories. But beyond that, it's pretty darn hard to do, which is, you know, thankfully at least we have, you know, public television to allow us to do that.
That's really interesting. And it makes sense because you're right. So much, when you think about gardening, if you are gardening in your backyard, you don't really need a whole lot of stuff. I mean, on occasion,
right.
You may need, you know, you need, obviously you need fertilizers, you need amendments, you need, you know, maybe just the things to get the garden built and put together. And if everything's going correctly, you don't really have a lot of things you have to purchase. That's the greatest
right.
thing about gardening.
Right.
You know, so.
Yeah. So it's frustrating for those who want to watch more gardening programming, because it's just tough. And I've talked to a lot of people that are, you know, they have great ideas for shows and they would like to get their own show on and do something with it. But then they hit that big wall where they just can't seem to get the funds that they need to produce the show. And I get it. I feel very, very fortunate right off the bat that I was able to do that and keep our underwriters happy. And that's why we're still on.
Well, and thank heavens you are, because it's so professional. What you're doing is first class. And everybody listening, I hope you get a chance to go to the website, because there are episodes there you can watch, growingagreenerworld.com.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that, you know, it's shows like yours, though, are going to take more time for people to, you know, to, as you say, to grow this industry, because generally there's just not a whole lot that you need. But I also think it is food, and food is something that is so dear to all of us, and
yeah.
we've allowed ourselves to compromise so much on flavor and taste and texture, and, you know, and then just the idea that there's so many types of food out there that people don't even realize that carrots didn't start off being orange. All different kinds of
yeah.
carrots. So your biggest obstacle then is just really, it sounds like, not that there's a desire for people to watch. It's more that it costs so much to get the information out there. Talk to us about social media. How's that working with the industry?
It's huge for us, and we recognize that that is probably equally as important. In fact, we look at social media as a main cog in the wheel, because a lot of our audience, and this is all by design. I mentioned earlier that it was important for us to attract that younger audience, the millennials, and many of them either don't have a television or they're watching their content on mobile devices, and we recognize that. So when we, you know, create our website, we optimize it for those devices, and we create our television show in a style that's by design to be more appealing to a younger generation while retaining, you know, the traditional audience. They like that great story and they like the good visuals. But, you know, we had to take some risk, and we're not the typical PBS show in the traditional style of shooting. So we are a little bit edgy, a little bit newer techniques, but it seems to resonate very well with our younger audience. And we know through the demographic tracking that we do. But social media is where we have a chance to connect with those viewers on a more intimate and personal level. So we get emails every day. We get social media posts, you know, comments every day. And we have a team, and myself included, in that spend a great amount of time interacting with those people that take the time to interact with us. We think that that's such an important way to build that community and touch our audience more personally than you can ever do on television. And yes, I love doing television, but I'm just speaking to a lens that's in my face. But there's no interaction until we get to the opportunity through social media. And that's where I really sort of call home and love to interact with our audience.
Well, I love, I just love your Facebook page. You know, there's a little spot there. It says, did you know that the mason bee is a great pollinator alternative to the honeybee? This solitary bee rocks. Learn right. all about this powerhouse on our latest episode. You can watch the whole show right on our website. That's the kind of stuff that people want to see. You know, I mean, it's mason bees are amazing. We sell the mason bee houses, you know, through Arbico Organics. And the whole idea that you've got a picture there of the bee and take you right to video. So you have that instant gratification that younger people are looking for, and many older people as well. I mean, once you get hooked on social media, I mean, I've watched my husband who kind of went from didn't know what was going on to, oh my gosh, he's into it all the time. So I think this is a great place for us to get out the good news about gardening and all the things that surround it. We're going to take another quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking more with Joe Lemple. And okay, I'm going to open up the lines. If anybody has a question about gardening, 877-300-7645. Give Joe a call or myself a call. And when you do call, we're going to give you a free $40 gift certificate to Arbico Organic. So we're coming right back. Don't go away.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection.
protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
You're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener. This is Sherry Herrera de Fry, and with me is Joe Lamplil. He is host and executive producer of Growing a Greener World, currently in its fifth season and seen on public television stations across America. Welcome back, Joe.
Thank you.
So, you know, let's talk a little bit about, you know, the future of gardening. I know I've spent a lot of time looking at your website. You just have such a diverse grouping of topics. I mean, it just goes from one to the next to the next to the next. And, I mean, it does keep you quite busy. And for those of you who are listening, this is not a boring website. You're really going to like it. So be sure you tune into growingagreenerworld.com. But where is gardening going in the future? What is your hope? What do you want to see?
Well, I would like to see a continuation of this movement towards, you know, people trying to grow some more food at their house or some or even a little bit. And what I'm liking is that the breeders and the developers are finding ways to make gardening easier because the food-based plants are more adaptable to smaller spaces and containers and urban settings. And it gives urban dwellers, which it seems like we've got a lot of those, especially the younger generation, where they may start out in an apartment or a smaller area, the chance to still grow food. And maybe that's the seed that that gets planted within them that ignites their interest in, you know, taking that gardening to the next level when maybe they have some more room. So we continue to focus on that and look for new opportunities to tell new stories around, you know, smaller space gardening, I guess I would say. And not just not just straight out food gardens, but as you said, you know, the edible landscape. I mean, that's a really cool one. And I saw that you interviewed one of my favorite people, Roz Creasy, and she's the queen of, you know, edible landscaping.
She is.
And so that's a good one. And then, you know, people being aware that they don't need to reach for the first chemical that strikes them when they walk into the store and think that they've got to spray everything just because they have some sort of problem in their garden. I will continue to fight the fight to help people understand and become aware that there are a lot more benign ways that they can treat their garden in a safer way that is at least as effective and more environmentally friendly. And so that's an education piece that will take time, but it's going to be one of my major messages for the rest of my life. and it may take that long.
Well, that's inspirational. I'll say this, that, you know, it does start with the seeds. And, you know, there are so many resources from, you know, seed libraries now where you can actually just go get free seeds to, you know, where neighbors are exchanging, friends are exchanging, people are saving seeds. I mean, we forgot to do that or how to do it. I had a person call me one time on the show and said, how do I save strawberry seeds? And to be honest with you, I said, I have no idea. Because, you know, I'd never saved strawberry seeds. You know, they're perennial, and here in Arizona, they just pretty much grow all year round. You know, you can't really stop them. So, but those are the things that I think the seeds, we have to sort of focus on the seed to begin with. And I'm a big lover of heirlooms. I just think they're the best. The food that comes from them is just so delicious, and I love the way with tomatoes. I mean, all the different sizes and shapes and colors.
Yes.
And they taste so good.
They do.
We start with the seeds, and then, you know, we talk about. I mean, I know on your show you talk about soil fertility, and just take us through, you know, how you sort of see, you know, from seed to table. What are the things that a typical urban farmer, grower, backyard grower would be focusing on?
Well, I hopefully they're experimenting with something that they enjoy eating, first of all. I think that helps a lot because it gives them more of a vested interest in seeing it through to the harvest. But not starting out too big. You know, one of the things I fear is that somebody, you know, gets a taste of how fun this is and what it can really result into, and they take it on with abandon. And it can all, because things, when you put it into healthy soil and you give it full sun, these plants will take off, and it almost becomes overwhelming. And I want people to sort of take their time with it and really appreciate it and not become overwhelmed in the process and take it in smaller bites and then expand as they can. But, you know, there are so many things that they can grow that maybe they don't think about. Even fruit, for example, any fruit tree or shrub can grow in a container or, of course, in the ground. And so there's a ton of opportunities that I think people just tend to overlook because they maybe think that that's not something they can do. But I always say, you know, the biggest mistake in gardening is not trying. And so if the worst thing that happens is that you try and you make a mistake or it doesn't work out like you thought, well, there's a learning opportunity there. And if you, as long as you use that, I don't want to say failure, that opportunity to learn from your mistakes, then you're way ahead of the game and you're on to bigger and better things. So, if I can get people to focus on putting the right plant in the right place and think about feeding the soil and let the soil feed the plants, the success that they're going to have, I think, is far greater than what maybe they can imagine. And they'll also realize that they can do away with a lot of the things that they would think they need to go and buy to deal with perceived problems that don't even really exist, especially when they do those two simple things.
You feed the soil feeds the plant, and the plant feeds us for generations to come.
Yeah.
That's sort of the way that it works. And it once you get it going, it pretty much takes off on its own. It, you know, it doesn't really need you to push it along. And yes, there are going to be, you know, I don't even like to use the word failures, but it's just part of the growing process. Not every seed is going to germinate, and you know, not every situation is going to be the perfect one for you, because some things don't grow so well. I grew up in the country of Panama. My dad was a diplomat, and I remember us bringing seeds with us from the U.S. And planting a little garden. And, of course, we had the most interesting things show up. Squash, the vines just went forever and ever and ever and ever and ever, but they never really produced any fruit. And so,
wow.
You know, because we were in the tropics, and it's completely different environment and soil and whatnot. And so it was just interesting to see, you know, here you are in a place, which you reminded me of the story when you talked about putting the branch in the ground. I mean, you want to grow something, you just take a stick and you stick it in the ground, and it grows. There's no question about it.
Yeah. Well, we're leaving tomorrow to film our next episode, and it's all about, how to make more, making more plants, how to propagate almost anything. And we want people to understand that, you know, you don't have to spend a lot of money you can shop your own garden and make a lot of free plants. And there's a lot of good reasons to do it And it's not nearly as hard as I think people think. But back to your point about, you know, mistakes, to me, I say bring on the challenges, because if everything just grew right all the time, although that's nice and convenient and it, you know, doesn't require extra work, to me, that's a little bit boring. I like the challenge. You know, I want to learn. I want to see what Mother Nature is going to throw at me next season or this season, and learn how to adapt to those changes out there, because it only makes me a better gardener. And to me, it's much more interesting. So I think everybody should hopefully take that philosophy on a little bit and keep things exciting.
I'm right there with you. I mean, and we've seen so much of a shift to organic and natural gardening. I know you've seen it. What's your opinion about, you know, is it going quickly? Is it not moving as fast as you'd like it to see? What do you think?
Well, it's not moving as fast as I would like it to see, because if it were moving the way I'd want it to see, we'd already all be there. But it goes back to sort of what a lot of us grew up with, and that is more, you know, conventional non-organic products. And then this time that's going to take for us to learn about alternatives that are more environmentally friendly. But the problem is, it's not a bad problem, but there's just a lot of great alternatives out there. But people need to be willing to take the time to understand how these more organic products work. But I'm afraid that when they get to the store, they become a little overwhelmed by their choices. And unfortunately, all the traditional synthetic products are in your face. And so, because of a little bit of confusion, they maybe default back to what they think they know or remember, and they buy the, you know, the non-organic alternative, and they're back to where they started. And so it takes people like you, Sherry, and me and others to educate our audiences and help them understand that they need to take the time. And it's not that these products don't work. They do work. They work great, these organic products, but they work differently. And we just need to understand how they work and when they work, so that we use them appropriately and timely, and then that's more than half the battle. But we need to get to that point first.
That's what it's all about. And I just can't thank you enough for joining me today. You are doing a great job, and I want to make sure that you keep going forward. And thank you so much for joining me today, Joe. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Sherry. It was an honor to be here.
You bet. And for those of you who are listening, we will have another amazing guest next week. So be sure you go out and make it a great, easy, organic gardening week. This is Sherry Herrera Day Fry.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.